A new study examining suicide attempts by service members during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan found they're more common among enlisted Army soldiers and women. Patricia Murphy reports.
Researchers found that women in the military are more likely to attempt suicide, but men's attempts are more likely to be fatal. It's a statistic that's also true in the civilian population, but it's not well understood, according to the study's lead author, Dr. Robert Orsano.
Females may be more likely to come to the attention of healthcare providers at the time of a suicide attempt. So it may also be that we capture more female suicide attempts than we do males.
Orsano is chairman of the psychiatry department at the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences in Bethesda, Maryland, a federal institution that trains military doctors. Orsano and his colleagues combined databases from the Army healthcare system about people who served between 2004 and 2009.
It is the most comprehensive within the military and may be the most comprehensive in the nation.
The study also found that enlisted soldiers make more suicide attempts than officers, and those attempts usually occur within the first 4 years of service. And non-Hispanic Caucasians are at higher risk than minorities. What they still haven't answered is why these particular groups appear to attempt suicide more often. Kate Comtois is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the University of Washington. She says suicide intervention research is sparse. She says this study is useful because it captures data for a large group of people, which can help confirm certain things about them. But, she cautions, these types of epidemiological studies likely aren't showing the full picture.
They are based on the suicide attempts that are known to the medical system and coded as suicide attempts. And, you know, sometimes when people have a motor vehicle accident, which we know is something that the soldiers tell us is what they think of when they think of suicide, I bet there's an enormous amount of misclassification of those as accidents and not suicide attempts.
Comtois adds that the information in the study isn't collected specifically to look at suicide, so in that way, it's limited as well. But Dr. Orsano remains hopeful that his study will drive more specific research into the nuances of what makes service members attempt to kill themselves. That, he says, could lead to more effective prevention programs.
So we need programs that are specific by gender, specific by age, and specific by the career time of one's time of service in the Army.
The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Psychiatry. From 2004 to 2009, a total of 9,650 soldiers attempted suicide, according to the Defense Department. 676 of them died. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.